Welcome, and thank you for standing by. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. All participants will be on a listen-only mode for the duration of the call. During the question and answer period, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one. I would now like to turn the call over to Jim Caroza.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Hi, everyone. My name is Jim Caroza. I'm the Assistant Director here at the National Science Foundation for the Directorate of Computer and Information Science and Engineering, and I really want to welcome everybody who's out there to this webinar. Here with me at the National Science Foundation, you can see to my right, Jan Solehin and Tao Li. If you want to, well, you don't have to wave. I guess that's okay. Also off camera, but also here, we have Sandeep Kundu, Anindya Banerjee, and Ro Kasaraju. So we have a lot of the program managers and the division director for CCF here who are really the experts in the area for this solicitation and this webinar here. And on the phone from Intel, we have Matthew Haycock, Jeff Parkhurst, and Hong Wang also. So I want to say welcome to them. And again, I want to welcome everybody here to this joint webinar. We think this is going to be a really, really exciting solicitation that NSF and Intel are working on together here and working cooperatively. I want to say that this is actually the sixth joint solicitation that NSF and Intel have done together, and the five we've done so far have been tremendously successful. We think it's really, really exciting that the National Science Foundation and Intel are able to partner like this and really work together on funding really early stage fundamental pre-competitive fundamental research across a number of different areas. So if you're out there, can you mute your microphone or is that us? Oh, okay. Well, if you're out there, if you can mute your microphone, if you haven't yet, would be great. Okay, so this particular solicitation is on the area of foundational microarchitecture research, and we're calling that FOMR for foundational microarchitecture research. And the goal of this solicitation is really to deepen our mutual commitment to really support advanced research in this particular area, in particular computer architectures that advance performance design. So the research funded through FOMR will support innovative approaches to microarchitecture design with a particular focus on improving instructions per cycle. And I think we all understand that this is an incredibly important area since computing is used so much broadly across all areas of science and engineering. So I'm about to turn these proceedings over to the folks who really know what's going on here, but I wanted to first take a moment to thank both the folks at Intel and the folks at NSF who have really made all of this possible. I want to thank Matt, Hong, and Jeff for their partnerships in establishing this FOMR program and let them know how much we're really looking forward to continuing the partnership here. I want to thank Jan and Tao, who you see here, and Sandeep and Anindya and Rao for their leadership in this. And it's really just a great thing when we can get, you know, a government agency for fundamental research like NSF and a company with such a proud history and as many accomplishments as Intel together to really push forward research at the frontiers of such an important area. So for those of you, many of you I know are faculty members like many of us here are, we're really looking forward really to the research that's going to happen because of this solicitation. This is why we're doing this in the first place. We're looking for bold new ideas from all of you from across the research community so that we can enable performance growth for microprocessors well into the future. So it's exciting. And for you folks out there in academia, I mean, this is really all about you and the new research that's going to be enabled that you folks are going to be doing. So thank you all for being here for this webinar. And I want to turn things over. Matt, the ball's about coming your way in just a second. So I'm going to turn things over to Matt Haycock, who's the Director of Architecture and Design Research at Intel. Matt leads research into silicon architecture, circuit, and design innovations that enable the kind of future capabilities and computing experiences that we need across all areas of science and engineering and computing. So Matt has a history of extremely successful research in this area, both at Intel Research and previously when he was at Philips Semiconductors. So with that, Matt, I want to turn things over to you. And again, our personal thanks to you, Matt, Jeff, and Hong, and your colleagues at Intel for partnering with us and for all the great things that are going to happen in the research community across the country with this solicitation.
Well, thank you very much. Can you just indicate by a wave if you can hear us?
We can hear you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for joining with us today. I'm Matt Haycock, the Director of Architecture and Design Research here at Intel, and I'm joined here by Hong Wang, an Intel Fellow and Director of the Microarchitecture Research Lab at Intel, and also Jeff Parkhurst, who is driving a group of Intel's academic programs and collaborations, including this one. We too are pleased to be able to partner with the National Science Foundation in this exciting program to reinvigorate microarchitecture research in the academic community. We want to acknowledge and thank Jan and Tao for the outstanding partnership we've enjoyed with them during the formation of this joint NSF-Intel partnership. They've been great partners, and we look forward to this unique and important opportunity. This partnership, FOMR, as we're calling it, aims to combine the strengths of the NSF in sponsoring and shaping strong research in foundational areas with Intel's perspective on the current state of CPU and SoC microarchitecture research and on the interesting opportunities that lie ahead in this field. As you know, for more than 50 years, our industry has enjoyed the benefits of Moore's Law scaling. Additionally, and more recently, we're seeing the results of research exploiting both thread level and data level parallelism to increase throughput performance. If we couple these trends of transistor scaling and parallelism with slowing clock frequency growth and increasing architectural designs on each process node, and with the rapid growth new areas such as machine learning, artificial intelligence, and control of memory, we see an increasing opportunity for a fresh look at innovative microarchitecture techniques to increase single-thread performance and at methodologies to deliver that performance growth in the future. We at Intel see the confluence of these trends producing a fertile landscape in which to reinvigorate and accelerate foundational microarchitecture research. Through this partnership with the NSF, we want to create a vibrant research ecosystem wherein academic researchers can develop and use a common set of tools with which to efficiently explore many new microarchitecture ideas and converge on a consistent set of benchmarks by which designs can be compared and contrasted. In this ecosystem, we also want to foster innovation by sharing research results and encouraging open source and publication practices, all aimed at discovering the foundational architecture and microarchitecture technologies that will fuel growth in IT and instruction-level parallelism in the years ahead. We invite and encourage proposals for innovation in hardware or software that will practice open-source approaches to facilitate reproducibility and reuse of research results by this broader microarchitecture research community. Again, thank you for participating today. We look forward to the opportunities this partnership will provide us. And I'll now turn the discussion over to Jan, who will describe the partnership in detail. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Matt. So good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jan Solihin, and one of the program directors managing NSF Intel Partnership on Foundational Microarchitecture Research, or FOMR. Beside me is Tao Li, another program director managing FOMR. And on my left side is Sandeep Kundu. On the Intel side, we have heard from Matt Haycock, also Jeff Parkhurst and Hong Wang. In this webcast, we'll give a brief overview of the program and some of the most important things you need to know about submitting a proposal. Yes, so here's the agenda for today's presentation. We'll start with a brief overview of the former program. Next, we'll cover some important aspects of the solicitation, including the types of awards to be made, submission requirements, and of course, the deadline. We'll cover a few points to remember, and finally, we'll invite further questions from the audience and answer them with help from our colleagues. As Jim Kuros mentioned, FOMER will support transformative microarchitecture research targeting improvement in instruction per cycle, or IPC. This solicitation seeks microarchitecture techniques, innovations beyond simplistic incremental scaling of existing microarchitecture structures. So FOMER is seeking the following characteristics. One, we're seeking for high IPC techniques ranging from microarchitecture to code generation. Second, microarchitecture turbo techniques that can marshal chip resources and system memory bandwidth to accelerate sequential or single-threaded programs. And we are seeking also techniques to support efficient compiler code generation. Success in this area promises to provide significant performance improvement to continue the cadence promised by Moore's Law. Example areas of interest. These are a list that is not exhaustive. First is microarchitecture code generation techniques to boost branch prediction accuracy, which puts upper bound on IFP achievable by programs. There are still branches that are very hard to predict, and this offer an opportunity to push the upper bound even higher. Similar situations apply to memory disambiguation and cache management. On average, they are working well, but some behavior remains hard to predict. Cache miss ratios are low for many programs, but are high for some other programs. They also place an upper bound on achievable ILP. Next, instruction scheduling and organization of execution resources to enable efficient, very large instruction window processors. Improving ILP requires the instruction window to be enlarged substantially. A very large instruction window creates challenges in complexity and lengthens critical path delay. Another example of topic of interest is next generation prefetchers, with vastly higher coverage than what is possible today, especially in the light of emerging memory technologies. Emerging memory technologies, while non-volatile, have read latencies that are often higher than dynamic random access memory or DRAM, while the write latencies are much higher than that of DRAM. In addition, they often have been write endurance problems. Techniques to redesign prefetching so that coverage can be increased substantially are desired. Techniques to redesign prefetching so that it works well with emerging memory technologies are desired as well. Next, cache management techniques that work efficiently across multiple levels of cache hierarchy comprising heterogeneous memory. For example, SRAM, high bandwidth memory, or traditional DRAM. This may include cache allocation, replacement, bypassing, prefetching, etc. in the context of heterogeneous memory. Machine learning and data analytics-based approach for improving microarchitecture design and runtime tuning. Machine learning and data analytics provide new tools for improved ability to understand and optimize microarchitecture and program behavior. These tools may be utilized for runtime tuning of microarchitecture parameters so that they can be adapted to execute programs more efficiently. Next, utilization of new microarchitecture building blocks, such as reconfigurable logic to boost IPC. A spine-grained reconfigurable fabric for example, FPGA, and coarse-grained reconfigurable arrays, or CGRA, become integrated into microprocessors, they have the potential to become the foundational implementation building block akin to SRAM and the register file to enable novel microarchitecture structures for general-purpose microprocessors. For example, they can be used to construct workload-specific branch predictors or memory prefetchers that comprehend salient patterns in control flow behavior or memory access behavior unique to workload execution, in particular, cloud computing. Enabling such deployment-aware workload-specific predictors that can be programmed and updated in the field is akin to a traditional microcode update in a virtualized environment. Next, microarchitecture support for efficient code compiler code generation beyond trait generation and traditional performance counter profiling. There is a need for microarchitecture to provide higher fidelity feedback to the compiler so that the compiler can generate more efficient code, either for recompilation purposes or just for just-in-time optimization. Next, criticality-oriented design and techniques. So critical path delay limits IRP and the overall performance of computer systems. Techniques that reduce the critical path delay and at the same time exploit slack on non-critical paths in order to boost the IRP are desired. Finally, microprocessor and process co-optimization. Microprocessor and processes are often designed separately. However, there are opportunities for co-design, which in turn would enhance optimization. And this should be exploited when possible and practical to improve the IRP. I will turn the mic to Tao for the next few slides.
Okay, thanks, Ian. So as what you can see on this slide are some highlights from the MOSR solicitation. So please note that we are spotlighting the key pieces of the information you need to know in order to submit a proposal. This is not a substitute for reading the full solicitation. So you can easily find the solicitation by using the search string NSF space FOMR. So in general, a proposal can request up to $500K and spend up to 3 years. So in this year, we expect to make around a 6th award of up to $500K, subject to the availability of the funds. So the deadline for submitting the full proposal is January 12, 2018. So university and the two and the 4 years college from the U.S. can submit the proposal on behalf of their faculty. So there are no restrictions or limits on who may serve as PI. So there is a limit for the number of the proposal per PI or co-PI. An investigator may participate as a PI, co-PI, or senior personnel in no more than one proposal submitted in response to this solicitation. So there are four types of supplementary documents required. The first is a list of the project personnel. Second is a collaboration plan, which we will discuss in more detail in just a moment. So next is a data management plan. So this is where you should discuss any planned release of applications, tools, languages, compilers, libraries, architectures, systems, data, and so on, so which we highly encourage the PI to do so. And finally, there is a post-mentoring plan, which is required for any proposal that includes the fund for a post-doctor. So each proposal with at least two investigators is required to have a collaboration plan as a separate supplementary document, which must describe the background and expertise of the PI and how the PIs plan to collaborate. So this document will be evaluated by the panelists or the reviewers as a part of the proposal review process. It's up to the proposers to make the argument that they provide distinct expertise in this session. So if the proposal has at least two investigators, but the collaboration plan is missing, so unfortunately your proposal will not will be returned without review. So while we are waiting for a question from the audience to come in, we prepared some frequently asked question and answer here. So I will turn to Yan to talk about this.
So one question is, how can I tell whether my proposed research is a good fit for the program? So the answer is, as mentioned earlier, this solicitation is seeking proposals with the following characteristics. First, the proposal contains techniques targeting high instruction per cycle. Second, microarchitecture turbo, where we marshal chip resources and system bandwidth to boost single thread performance. And finally, the efficient code generation targeting IPC. So these are the criteria in which we will look at the proposal. The next question is, should I discuss my proposal with NSF program directors? Our answer is yes. We encourage that you discuss planned proposals with program directors to help determine the fit to the program. We ask that you refrain from scheduling separate meetings or calls with multiple program directors. Once submitted, the substance of the proposal will not be discussed by NSF program directors, as this would constitute unfair competition or the perception thereof. The next question is, do former proposals count against the size core program limits of the number of proposals allowed per year? The answer is no, but there is a program limit within former itself. So within former, no one can be PI, co-PI, or senior personnel on more than one former proposal. That brings us to the conclusion of the presentation. The slides and the script for this webcast, as well as an audio recording, will be available via the NSF events web page. The URL is shown on the slide. On that page, you also need to look for the webcast among the list of the events. Also, the email addresses of the NSF former program directors are shown, along with the size divisions they belong to. The email addresses of Intel contacts are also shown on the slide. If you can't determine which one to contact based on the division or the core programs they manage, just contact us. Finally, I want to thank you for your participation and for all your attention. And now we are ready to entertain, questions that the audience may have. So we'll give you some time to think about questions that you may want to ask.
For the question and answer session, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 from your phone and unmute your line. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star 2. Our first question comes from Tony Nowotsky. Your line is now open.
Oh, hi. So my question is, the proposal discusses using reconfigurable hardware as a new microarchitectural building block, and this seems to be in the context of general purpose processors. And I'm wondering, is this solicitation broad enough to include explicitly programmed or offloaded reconfigurable accelerators as well?
So I think it's this program focuses on improving the performance of a program focusing on the instruction per cycle. So as I mentioned earlier, the reconfigurable fabric can be used towards that goal, but research that only targets, reconfigurable fabric FPGA separate from the processor is not within the scope of the solicitation. And if there are some additional insights from Intel Fox, feel free to add any insights if you have.
So reconfigurable hardware is useful insofar as it's not exposed to the programmer. If it's only in a microarchitectural fashion, is that right?
Yeah, this is from Intel. That's I think what Ian alluded early on, right? Is can you use as a foundational building block to implement novel microarchitecture, right? Without architectural exposure to programmer, right? So that's primary focus.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you for the question, Tony. Are there any other questions? Please feel free to press star one.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, you can press star one from your phone and unmute your line. If you'd like to withdraw your question, you will press star two. One moment as we wait for additional questions. Our next question comes from Howard Chang. Your line is now open.
Hi, I was wondering, is this proposal broad enough to include new memory technologies in the microprocessor to improve instruction per cycle?
Yes, so let me attempt to answer that question. So thanks for the question, Howard. So the answer is, as I mentioned in one of the bullet points, that new memory technology, non-volatile memory, is being integrated into processor. And definitely the IPC of a program considering a system with non-volatile memory is a focus of interest. However, the attention is still on the IPC. Let's say on the performance of the program. So, for example, an exploration of various types of non-volatile memory, and that's not within the scope. But how the processor and the memory hierarchy should be designed so that they can work efficiently with a new non-volatile memory, that's within the scope of the solicitation. Then, if my colleagues at Intel have additional insights, please jump in.
Yeah, I think a good example will be coming up with the new memory management technical. For example, the community has been looking at integrate the non-volatile memory to the cache hierarchy, so but it suffer with lower access latency, and if some good idea to improve the high the latency and improve the throughput will be highly desirable for this solicitation.
Our next question comes from Hamed Topki. Your line is now open.
Hi. So I have a question about the single thread latency versus throughput-oriented design. So this proposal is broad enough to also encourage research related to increasing IPC for throughput-oriented or, let's say, GPU sort of architecture, which focus on single-thread latency here.
Thank you for the question, Hamed. So this solicitation will focus on single-thread performance. So for throughput-oriented architectures or in which you gain the performance by exploiting thread-level parallelism or data-level parallelism, there is other solicitations that are more appropriate, such as SPX. For this one, we're focusing on the IPC, instruction per cycle, of the of sequential thread. But however, that does not preclude, let's say, research that uses helper threads, in which case you use multiple threads in order to help speed up the sequential execution of the thread that you want to accelerate.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, I would say even in the context of the SMT or hyper-threading, I mean, those kinds of architectures to improve the throughput of the microprocessor, but you still have the problem with the single thread, right? How to manage the individual thread by coming up with some microarchitecture design which deliver high throughput, well, can improve the IPC of a single thread. It's also I think also fit this solicitation.
Our next question comes from Li Zhang. Your line is now open.
Hi. I would like to ask that just to increase the single-thread throughput or memory access efficiency, could we, considering the context of the traditional Xeon 8-core CPU or Xeon 5 many-core architecture?
So thank you for your question, Li Jing. And I think we are looking at fundamental research that, has techniques that are innovative, that is applicable to a general-purpose microprocessor system. So we are not limited by any particular platform in this case. So hopefully the ideas that you think you are thinking are actually applicable to, a lot of processors, not just to one specific platform. So we are looking at a more general techniques that are hopefully broadly applicable.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is why it's called the foundation of microarchitecture research. It's not tied to the specific product.
Our next question comes from Vaibhav Sundrial. Your line is now open.
Hi. So I was wondering whether this proposal will address an idea, something like, you have a power budget and you have to allocate the power budget in with different components so that the performance may get boosted. Is the proposal broad enough to include this idea?
So thank you for the question, Saiba. And the answer is yes. Obviously, one way essentially, the example that you brought up actually fits into, marshalling resources from the chip to help boost IPC of the single thread. So definitely that's within the scope. And there are also potentially other opportunities in which resources from the entire chip, not just power budget, but could be other transistors, gases, processors, cores, and things like that from all over the chip can be marshaled towards accelerating a single thread execution. So that's why I mentioned earlier, which is a micro architecture turbo. So that's part of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Tushar Krishna. Your line is now open.
Thanks. Hi. So is there a preference for multi-PI collaborative proposals over single PI proposals, or is there no preference either way?
Thank you for the question, Tushar. There is no preference one way or another. We are looking for ideas that are transformative and that can foundationally improve the IPC. So you feel free to have a collaboration or to work alone. However, if there are more than there are two investigators or more, then we want to see a collaboration plan explaining the role of each investigator and how they will collaborate. And that's a requirement for such such proposals. And proposals that don't have or don't include collaboration plan for more than for two or more investigators will be returned without review. So that's an important thing to remember. But we do not have any preference with regard to number of investigators.
So I would say that a good collaboration proposal can be like a PI from the architecture side, a PI from the compiler side. But remember, one of the important aspects of this solicitation is also to look at the efficient code generation technical to boost the IOP. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
There are no further questions in the queue.
All right, so since there are no further questions, I think we will close the webinar. We want to thank everyone who is participating and who call in, and we want to thank everyone from NSF, Rao and India, Tao, Karen, and also Sandeep, Matt from Intel, Matt, Jeff, and Hong, Sri. We want to thank all of you, and also you feel free to send us additional questions through email. I think that's all. If Intel folks have any other any more closing remarks, feel free to jump in.
No, I don't think we do. We thank the NSF and all of the participants, and we look forward to some exciting proposals by, I think, January 12th. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your participation in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time. Speakers, stand by for post-conference.